This next Monday was a little different. I'm minding my business. I'm at home, and I get a phone call from my brother's mother, right? Yeah, she not my mama. She my brother's mama. And she not a stepmama, you know, because, you know, my daddy, she was one of them ladies that my daddy used to mess with. You know, my daddy was one of them. Okay. And but they had a good relationship, and I really liked this woman. I kept in touch with her because she has my little brother. She called me. Her name's Patrice. She said, "Hey, have you talked to your little brother?" I said, "No. Why, what's up?" She said, "I saw on his Instagram, it says locked up in Mexico." I said, "Well, that explains why I haven't talked to him. He's locked up in Mexico." She said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "We have not been contacted. I don't just jump in other people's business. I don't know. That could be an old post. He could be playing. I don't know what his situation is. But I got to be contacted first." So we talking a little bit, and then I get an unknown phone call. And see, me, I'm not like other people. I answer unknown phone calls because I'm not a coward. Yeah, I'm not going to let nobody restrict me from answering a phone that I paid a bill on. You crazy as hell. You ever seen somebody get an unknown phone call? They act like the people can see that. Ooh, who is that? Nigga, answer the phone. If it's somebody you don't like, hang up. If they call back, you know exactly who it is. I answer unknown phone calls. And because I'm 51, so I don't remember when we got so cowardly that we wouldn't answer an unknown phone call. I remember me and my sister used to race to answer the phone. And I know it wasn't for me because I was 6. As soon as that phone rang, "Hello, hello." And this is when I first ever, when I was 6 years old, answering that phone, this is the first time I learned to lie. I learned to lie at 6. At first, I wasn't lying. I answered the phone, and my mama looking right in my eyes. She say she not here. That's what she said. I'm looking right at her ass. So, I say, "Patrice, let me call you back. I got an unknown phone call." She's talking about, "Who is it?" I said, "Patrice, it's unknown." I click over. It's this woman named Veronica. Veronica starts off to, she said, "Hey, my name is Veronica. You do not know me." I said, "I know." It was unknown. She said, "I am calling on behalf of your little brother." I said, "Are you in Mexico?" She said, "No, but he called me because I picked up and he needed a translator." Now, this is the first red flag to me, that my brother needs a translator. I know for facts that my brother, for the first 4 years of his life, all he spoke was Spanish because he had a Mexican nanny. And now you trying to tell me you locked up in Mexico and you can't remember no Spanish? Como estás? Hola? Nothing? Okay. She said, "He's on the other line. I'm going to merge you in." I said, "Okay." She merged me in, and it's really actually not my brother. It's a Mexican attorney on the phone. He's allowing my brother to use his phone, and my brother's on speakerphone. And I can hear my brother in the back to my, "Hey, man, you got to get me out of here." First of all, I need to know why you in there. Because I just don't be calling me because you know I've been locked up before. I'm a very bougie ex-con. I need to know why you are locked up. I need to agree with your crime, too. I need to agree with your crime. Because what is he over there trafficking human beings and some shit? I can't be involved in no shit like that. I'd send him the bond money. Now I'm in the ring. Nah, I can't do it. I say, man, what are you locked up in Mexico for? My brother is locked up in Mexico for the stupidest thing known to man. He got caught in the airport with 4 ounces of marijuana, which is stupid because marijuana is legal in Mexico. You can just get whatever you want to smoke in Mexico. You ain't got to transfer nothing over there. And I said that. I said, why did you just get the shit in Mexico? He told me, man, I don't know what they got. I got to smoke my own shit. I say, see, your bougie ass, now your own shit got you locked up. You see how this works? I said, Darius, because that's his name, Darius. I said, Darius, how much are they saying it's going to cost to get you out? He said, man, they said $6,000. And I said, scam! And I hung the phone up. This is a scam. I saw this on the news. This is a scam. Because when you get elderly, when you get old, they start using your friends and your family to get the money. No, this got to be a scam. I saw this on the news. I watched the whole program. Scam. Definitely a scam. Scam. I get another unknown phone call. I answer the phone. Hello? My brother, I'm like, man, goddamn. I said, Darius, I don't even really know if this you. I don't. I say, Darius, if this is really you, how much money do you owe me currently? On the other end of this phone, if they give me a number, I know damn well this ain't my little brother. He ain't gonna confess to all that money he owe me. He told me, shit, right about around. I said, oh, this him. I said, right about around. Nigga, no, you know what you owe me, nigga, right about around. Dang, that's a lot of directions, right about around. I say, Darius, man, on the real, I'm gonna be straight up with you, bro. That $6,000, that don't even sound, it don't sound right, dog. That math just ain't mathing to me. It's legal over there. Why would it be $6,000? I say, man, bro, listen. Talk to the people and ask them what the real number is. See, to the lighter hue people in here, to my lighter hue family, my dark skin family know this. There's a number that they tell you, then it's a number that they will accept. And the accept number is the real number. I say, man, ask them people what the real number is. And then I hear him, because he's still on speakerphone on the messenger attorney's phone. I can hear him talking to them people. And it just ain't going the way I want it to go. Because I'm hearing too many cinco sesses and sesses and cincos. I think they said Cinco de Mayo twice. It just sound like six is about to come back. I don't know. I just don't know. He gonna come back to the phone sounding all timid. To my man, I talked to him, man. And they say $6,000. And I said, bam, and I hung the phone up. I'm trying to tell y'all, I saw this on the news. They use your friends and your family to get the money. I watched the whole program. After that last scam, 2 hours go by, ain't nobody called me back. I start calling other people in the family. I say, hey, it's a scam going around. They using Darius. Let me tell you what to do. They gonna call you, they gonna say 6,000, you say scam, then they gonna call you back and you say scam again, then they ain't gonna call you back. I just did it, I'm trying to tell you. After those 2 hours, I done started, you know, living my life again. Cause that, you know, that was a lot of pressure on me. I started living my life again. And a phone call, unknown. I answer the phone, hello. It's my brother, and he sound like he crying.
Said, man, listen, man, I've been here talking to people, man, and I'm trying to tell you, man, if you don't get me out of here in the next 6 hours, man, they gonna transfer me to some wild shit. And you ain't gonna be able to find me. You gonna have to come over here.
I said, Darius, you have been in there for some time now. They should start deducting. Ask them what the real number is. I hear my brother talking, and I'm listening. He come back to that phone sounding weak.
Man, they say it's gonna be $6,000.
Scam, and I hung up. See, I saw on the news, they say they gonna try to pull at your heartstrings on the news. They gonna call you, they gonna pull at your heartstrings. They use your friends and your family to get the money. I said, you know something? My brother probably ain't talking right. He probably ain't talking right. So let me really get involved. Let me immerse myself in this. Let me get involved. I call my attorney. His name is Stan Broussard. I tell true stories, so I only tell it. I tell everybody name. I call Stan Broussard, I say, Stan. He said, what's going on, good brother? I say, listen, man. Apparently, my brother got himself in some trouble over there in Mexico. I need you to call over there to the embassy and see what we can get done. Yeah, because yeah, I'm one of them. I'm not like other arrogant Americans who go out of town all willy-nilly and just be by yourself. Don't nobody know where you're at. I don't play them type games. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I'm going out the country, I contact the embassy to let them know that I'm out and about. Yeah. I live in Houston. If I go to Dallas, I call the embassy. I don't know what type of sanctions or embargoes that we got with South Dallas. I'm calling somebody. My attorney calls me back with an attorney from the embassy named Miss Kathleena. Miss Kathleena's on that phone. It's me, her, and Stan. And she says, I've looked into it because Stan has filled me in, and your brother is absolutely correct. He is locked up in Mexico. And if you don't get your brother out of there in the next 5 hours, they're going to transfer your brother to some wild shit. And you're not going to be able to find him. You're going to have to come over here. And I said, how much is it going to cost to get my brother out? She said, $6,000. And I said, damn! I transferred the money to Stan. Stan transfers it to Miss Kathleen. I get a phone call in an hour and an email. Your brother has been released. That's what she said. That was on a Monday. How old are you, good brother? 62. Grown man. Real grown. Just gonna throw this out there at you. Just sling it to you. If I paid $6,000 to get you out of jail in Mexico, what's your first move? Call me and say thank you. Okay. What's your next move? Go home and get out of Mexico, right? See, that's grown people shit. That's grown people shit. You're done. See, I'm 51. If I go to jail, my first day of vacation in Mexico, I am done with Mexico. I've seen all I need to see. I've seen your judicial system. I'm good. Let's go on, go home. It's time to go home. That's what grown people do. Something happened to us, we go to fuck home. Okay, now, my brother is 34. He's a child. He's a child. Okay? So, he didn't call me. I don't know if he out only because I got the email. I see on his Instagram on Wednesday, this nigga ziplining. This nigga ziplining. Went through a whole safety briefing. Ain't called and said shit to me. He ziplining. Nigga had a helmet on and everything. Just ziplining. I said, well, maybe he'll call me Thursday. Friday come. Friday. I get up Friday morning. He on his live smoking weed in his hotel room. Talking about, yeah, they tried to hold a nigga down. I hate him, I hate him, I hate him to the core of me, I hate him, I hate him. And he has no intentions, he has no intentions on paying me that $6,000 back, no intentions. Let me tell you something, because see, the week before he went to Mexico, the nigga owed me $2,500, you know what I'm saying? Before that, let me tell you how he tried to pay me the $2,400 back. He gonna call me, I'm riding home, he calls me, hey man, where you at? I said, I'm on the way home, what's good? He said, man, I'm over here at this dog park. I said, okay. He said, yeah, I just found this Rottweiler. He said, you want him? I said, I don't want no found-ass Rottweiler, Darius. I don't want a found-ass Rottweiler. He told me he got fleas right now, but I'm about to give him a bath. Nigga, what? I don't want no found-ass Rottweiler, Darius. He told me, see, every time a nigga trying to pay you back, you can't pay me back with no found-ass dog, Darius. I hate him, I hate him.